decision to leave the army.
3.
15 years ago, I left my job in the civil service so that I could have children. When they were old enough to go to school, I started looking for part-time work so that I would be home in time to pick them up in the afternoon. The only jobs available were in the local supermarket, but I wanted more of a challenge. I decided to do a course in human resources at the local college, and now I run the human resources department of a local company. I really love my job.
4.
Last year, I decided to give up my high-powered banking job and move to the country to concentrate on my painting. It had always been my ambition to hold an exhibition of my own pictures, but I'd never had enough time to paint. Unfortunately, I didn't realize how much I would miss my old life. I don't enjoy painting now that I do it full-time, so I'm thinking about calling the bank and asking for my old job back.
Unit 16, Audio 73. 1.
I was working for a European airline when I decided I needed a career change. I was 45 and tired of the low salary and antisocial hours in the airport. I applied for a job with a travel agency where I could use my strengths in dealing with the public. I got the job, which pays much better than my previous one, but I'm finding it very stressful. Unfortunately, my greatest weakness is time management, so I've always got too much work. I don't know how long I'll stay here.
2.
When I left school at 16, I had no career plan, so I went straight into the army. By the time I was 28, I realised that I didn't want to spend my whole life there, so I decided to leave. I went to night school to get the qualifications to go to university and study maths because I wanted to go into teaching. Now I'm head of maths at a secondary school, and I think I made the right decision.